Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Duluth composer and media artist Kathy McTavish joins us to talk about her latest project, an 8-week series of workshops on internet-based art, free and open to the public. From the Duluth Art Institute, quote, each week will focus on a different area of digital-based art, exploring the poetics of code, the rich landscape offered by networks, hypermedia navigation, geolocative storytelling, generative algorithms, and community authorship, end quote. You are starting a new 8-week experience, the Duluth Quantum Computing Project, Storytelling in a Digital Age. Tell us about this project.
Well, once again, I'm really lucky to be collaborating with the Duluth Art Institute, the wonderful folks there. And we'll be inhabiting a storefront at 3 West Superior Street. We'll be getting together. There'll be some more formal workshop-type sessions, both Thursday evening from 6 to 9, brown bag lunch on Fridays from noon to 1, and then on Saturdays from 3 to 6. And again, there'll be kind of a little bit more of a formal lecture time. And then otherwise, there's a lot of open lab time, so that people can bring in projects they're interested in working in. I'll be teaching web technologies and sort of the history of some of those technologies. I'm happy to teach people code, but I'm also primarily interested in thinking of those things as sort of a treasure trove of metaphor that artists that are already working in different mediums can use in their own work and maybe make some connections. Each of the weeks we'll be focusing on a different topic area, and they'll be standalone, so if you could come for one weekend or several, but not all of them, that's just fine. And I will be putting course notes online, so you'll be able to read on your own as well. And the schedule is available there as well.
I'm looking at the schedule, and it's so inspiring and creative. Is there a favorite week that you just say, this is my favorite? Like, code is improvisation.
I'm really excited. I think of code in maybe a more abstract metaphoric sense. Like, I think of code as being a literary form, as sort of an activated text, or think of it as being kind of our, I think of some of the myths around weaving. A lot of early computers were modeled actually after mechanical looms. So there's just this really rich connectivity to the arts for me. And so I'm really excited to have people come in and just talk about that with me and to hear about the way other people are thinking about that too. I think when you have a technology that's, it's obviously, it's so much part of our lives every day. I think as artists, we always tend to reframe it. We tend to use it for metaphor. We tend to mine it for metaphor. And so I'm just excited to be able to share that in a community space. I've been thinking about demystify technology. I think sometimes technology feels perhaps there's an obstacle to learning it for people, but for me, I want to demystify that and kind of go back to its very simple kind of core blank canvas, some of its some beautiful concepts that were there at the inception of what we know as the computers we have today and the internet and some of the web technologies we use every day in our lives. And so I want to go back to those first principles, those really simple core concepts, and leverage that for kind of rethinking how those tools can be used outside of the context of maybe a Microsoft product or a e-commerce website, how we can use them as artists, kind of put it solidly in the realm of the arts.
Talk about the final installation.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for that. So throughout the 8 weeks, people are welcome to bring things they're working on, sketches they're doing, writing that they're doing, and we'll slowly build an installation. My thought, I was talking to Annie at the Duluth Art Institute, and we just had this wonderful talk about wouldn't it be nice to build a supercomputer together. So in the final weekend of the project, we'll be having a group installation in that space where the public will be welcome to kind of come in and take a look, and we'll celebrate.
Links to Duluth Quantum Computing Project's class schedule, Facebook page, and course material are all on my radio gallery post at KUMD.org. Starting August 4th, all sessions happen in a donated storefront at 3 West Superior Street, Thursdays at 6 p.m., Fridays noon to 1, and Saturdays 3 to 6 p.m. Again, all that information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Ian Ducharme. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work and events at KUMD.org. radiogallery.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.